To in the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, we're up to actually look at this letter, it's 770. 1770. Yeah, 770. Baruch Hashem, it's dated Yud Beis Menachemov Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Moreinu with the titles Ben Tzion Sheyichya Brook, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I was very happy to hear a report from these young men, Yisrael Gordon and Moshe Levertov, Sheyichyu. They told me about the Hachnosas Orchim, your hospitality that they had by you, and how you helped them in their work. And they're also writing to me about, which is blotted out. Now, I suspect, although I don't know this firsthand, that these were two young, they were students, that they went out to do some of the shalichos in the summer months, and they came back and they reported to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe writes like this, that in generally, all Yidden believe this, that what it says in the verse, that Me Hashem mitzadei gever koinonu. That means that the steps of man have been prepared and directed by Hashem. So if you are in a certain place, if you are in a certain area, it's not like just you chose to be there. Hashem placed you there. So when we take into consideration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, blessed, is the essence of goodness, and it is a nature of a person who is good, even a person, but the nature of a good is to do good. So this expression that the good does good is used with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean, therefore, that Hashem, Ma'ashem mitzadei geber kenonu, that Hashem brought you in a certain place, which means whatever Hashem does, He did it for the good. That when the blessed Hashem brings a Jew in some faraway city, in a strange environment to which he is not used to, so therefore the person is struggling both spiritually and sometimes physically, and sometimes in both. You're in an other environment and you're having a lot of struggles. So by a Jew, there needs to be a certainty. He has to believe, and it has to be accepted simply, that Hashem did not do this in order to torture you or to cause you difficulties. Hashem gave you some sort of a mission so that you need to accomplish in that place. So, the reason you're there, Hashem wants you to do something good over there. And in order so that also your body and your animal soul shall agree to that, so Hashem sort of connects it with physical matters as livelihood and so on. Which means that you may think that you're coming to that place because that's where you found your livelihood. But Hashem is just connecting it to that because Hashem wants you to be there. For some reason, Hashem wants you there, and that's why He brings you there. Such as your livelihood so far. Sometimes that is the way you can find out what your mission is through your parnasa. But sometimes the Rebbe says the mission is not something, what you need to accomplish is not so easy. But most of the time, when you reflect about it, so you can really find out what is your job, what you need to do, as long as your evil inclination does not get involved in it. In other words, you can sort of figure out what is it that Hashem wants you to do in where you are. especially the Rebbe says in your case. In your case, as I hear, that in your area there are not too many religious Jews that fear heaven, in generally, especially there are not too many Hasidim. So therefore, it's very clear that your mission is here to draw down and to bring into your city and into your environment a renewal in Yiddishkeit in general, especially in the spirit of Hasidus. Which, what is the main aspect of Hasidus? Is the love of Hashem, the love of Torah, and the love of the Jewish people. So the Rebbe is basically telling this person that you have a reason, Hashem wants you there, that you find yourself in an area which is maybe difficulty, physically, spiritually, financially, but yet you have a mission. In your case, your mission is to revive and bring in a spirit of Hasidus, which is basically loving Hashem, loving the Torah, and loving another Jew. So the Rebbe says, you may be surprised. And you would say that such a mission is fitting to somebody who is wealthy, who has sort of a little chutzpah, yes, that people listen to him, but not someone who barely makes a living. So basically it looks like this person wasn't such a influential or wealthy person. So the Rebbe says, maybe you're going to think, who am I? Who are you to have people listen to you? The Rebbe said, this would only be an argument when you go with your own strength. But since this is a mission from Hashem, who is all able, so therefore, many of the obstacles, many things that prevent, fall to the wayside. And this you can understand, even with your human intellect, that when Yidden see that you don't have any personal motives, no politics, everybody's going to listen to you, pay attention to what you say. Basically, what the Rebbe is saying over here, the rule is, if those are words that come from the heart, enter the heart. Dvarim ha-yotzim min ha-lev, nechnosim le-lev. And as we see, and so in a certain degree, in a case when a person isn't have, it's obvious that he has no ulterior motive but the message of Yiddishkeit and Hasidus, then people will listen to him because those are words come from the house, their heart. They're not any ulterior motives there. And you see, even when you send a person as a messenger to separate, of course, here we're talking about Hashem. So the shaliach gets paid, either a reward, or he gets a gift from the one who's sent. This is even by human beings. So how much more so that when the sender is Hashem himself, and he sees that you accept upon yourself willingly the mission and with joy, so Hashem gives you a tremendous support from above that you should be able to fulfill that mission. Basically, the Rebbe says, if you do that message, that shlichus, it looks like from what the Rebbe is saying here, you'll actually become wealthy. You'll actually become, because when you do a job, when you do somebody's mission, they pay for it, or they give you a gift. The Eibishter will give you a gift. And there is another point to this. Since that the main purpose that you came to that place is because of this mission, so when you fulfill this mission, so then the blessed Hashem, who causes all kinds of reasons in a good way, will bring you to an environment which is fitting for yourself and with a good parnasa, which means you won't be stuck over there. I gather from the Rebbe's answer that person was not too happy in his situation. he didn't write to the Rebbe. These people gave a report. And I guess in some of the redacted part that they didn't write here, he was writing that maybe he's miserable over there. You know, no parnasa, no environment, and nothing. And the Rebbe basically says, you have a mission to do there. And when you fulfill your mission, then Hashem will orchestrate it so that you'll be able to go to a place where it's more fitting for you. May Hashem, and Hashem is Baruch, shall help you, that you should fulfill your mission easy and as early as possible, which this would certainly hasten in everything that you need with a blessing. So again, here you see how the Rebbe is encouraging him to utilize that fact that he's in that place for a good purpose, to bring Hashem basically to the people through the teaching of Chassidus and the spirit of Chassidus, and that will bring him blessing in all of his personal needs. I think it's